Well, welcome to Common Thread, to our weekly meditation. Each November, we return our contemplative focus to gratitude. There's a lot of ancient wisdom and even contemporary research that supports the spiritual discipline of intentional gratitude. Here's one I read recently. Gratitude increases social integration, our ability to cooperate. It increases the likelihood that those around us will cooperate with us. And given the uncooperation, the unsocial integration that's going on around these days, well, this year, a focus on gratitude seems especially important. So let's do that. Let's practice gratitude together today and through the week. You'll want to pause the recording to get something to write on, because like self-examination, gratitude is best practiced by writing. And once you have that, let's relax our bodies. Take a slow breath in and a slower breath out. Another slow breath in, slower out. And continuing to breathe. One of the ancient psalms informs an approach to gratitude. If you want to see the divine, the psalm says, look at the sky, look at the heavens, because the heavens declare divine glory. The heavens declare truth and goodness and beauty. They're on display every day, every night, so look and see, savor and appreciate. So today and this week, let's do that. Let's look for beauty. And when we see it, let's stir ourselves to thankfulness for beauty. In my meditation chair, I look out on a favorite tree. I sit by an upstairs window, so I see the wind blowing the branches. This time of year, the leaves falling. Last spring, the new green buds coming in yet again. Sitting in my chair, I see an ancient rhythm of life and death, life and death, life and death. And it is beautiful, and I am grateful. I am grateful for conscious awareness. I am grateful for the time that I get on this earth to experience beauty. Well, how about you? What have you seen? What do you see that is good, that is true, that is beautiful? Take a moment and write down what comes to your mind. And always, if you need more time, just pause the recording. Have you seen an act of kindness? That is beautiful. Have you seen an act of, or even a life of self-sacrifice? Someone who practices consistent good judgment. How about a system that works beautifully? Maybe an organization or a company that's very effective. Or a team that flows well together. Whatever comes to your mind that is good and true and beautiful, let's write those down. And let's consider areas that we tend to overlook. Some stitch of goodness that maybe, because of familiarity, you might take for granted. Let's look there. Let's look at the areas that we take for granted and notice goodness there. Maybe you've heard the old hymn, it's 150 years old, for the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars and light, for these we sing a hymn of grateful praise. What do you see? What have you seen that is good, that is beautiful? And an important part of the practice of gratitude is to put action to our thankfulness. So how would we do that? How would we act on our gratitude? Well, here's an idea. That list that you have in front of you, maybe you could speak your gratitude words. Maybe to a friend, someone in your family. I am grateful for this or for that, this beauty of the earth, that hill or vale or tree or flower. And if you thought through how to do it without it being weird, maybe you could share your gratitude thoughts with a stranger, a clerk in the store, a server, the HVAC repair person who comes to your house. Let's take a moment, put action to our gratitude, and plan ahead. How could we speak words of gratitude? Where will we be when we do that? What will we say? We call gratitude a discipline for just that reason. We stir it up with intention and purpose and planning. Where will you speak words of gratitude this week? And in Dwelling Divine, may we see the world through eyes enhanced by gratitude. And may we be impacted by the gratitude in our own hearts. Amen. Well, I look forward to reading your posts in the chat group. I'd really like to hear, where do you see beauty and goodness? That's a good place to share. Well, I'll see you there in the chat group, and I'll see you Sunday. Have a growing week.